Hello and welcome to the Wild Woodsman Podcast, Episode 3. No guests this time because we couldn't find one.
Mainly because we
Didn't ask anybody. Kind of a question to ask you? Not really. It's not a very good one. Because
My.
what like shelter would you build if you were out in the wilderness? Like with what
What kind of shelter would I build?
you have like a lean
into like up against a crotch of a tree?
Well, I kind of start looking for something that's like pre-built that I can use and maybe build a little bit off of that.
Well, kind of like
Something natural that already is kind of a shelter.
Yeah, like a cave or like just a pile of brush, you can kind of just dig out some. But yeah, if not, I'd build like a teepee tent or an A-frame or something.
This is a lot of work. Put in
Yeah.
the surviving situation. I don't think people
It'd be
really
worth
care
it.
because it's survival. They gotta live, but like A-frames and like teepees like that, they're mostly like permanent, semi-permanent kind of
Yeah.
shelter. So if
you're staying for a long, like if you know you're gonna be stranded for a while, yeah,
Start
I'd just start on
doing
the
that.
big project, you know, just try to get it out
Yeah.
there in one day maybe.
Or at least two.
You can work
For a good bit of the night, but that takes a lot of your energy away because then you're going to be hungry and thirsty, so
Yeah.
you don't want to
And you should
yourself.
just try to eat as much as you can before you go to bed, and then go to bed, and then get up and get straight to work.
Going to do it yourself beforehand.
Yeah.
Like an autistic kid.
At this point, people really don't know if Kim Jong-un is actually dead or not. He could literally just be like vibing right now. Just like laughing in our face, like, haha. You thought I was dead, nuke. Oh, I was dead. You stupid motherfucker. Nuke. Just like. That's what. Okay. Everybody asks me what kind of strain I smoke, what kind of weed I smoke, what kind of strain. I'd be on that sticky, I'd be on that pine cone, that sticky, icky. Why is that so funny?
Nikki. This literally, this is kind of just the first couple minutes of the podcast. We just sit here in silence thinking of something to talk about.
We're pretty much out of ideas. Episode 3 of the podcast, and we already don't know what the hell to talk about except for all the illegal stuff.
Let's talk about like 6th grade, what me and Jacob did.
Oh
yeah, that's actually a good filler. Jesus Christ. It's my cat. Not even in my room. Not even in my room. Well, now she's in my room, but earlier she wasn't. She sees dead
It's
people.
actually quiet.
Shut
actually
up.
quieter than when she was not in your room. When she walked
It
in your
was 8:05
room,
when
it
she was
got
in
quiet.
my room.
Yeah, it was quieter than it was when she was out of your room.
Still loud. All right. Continue your story.
So, last year, in sixth grade, me and another friend, what was that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you went like, ah.
Oh, no.
My cat.
Your cat went, ah.
She made some strange noises.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Like in the middle of the night. It woke me up. Then she started speaking in tongues afterwards. I don't know how to speak in tongues, so I'm not sure.
My cat sneezes a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, my one key cat, Gizmo. He actually has bronchitis. I don't even know if it's possible.
Put him on steroids. They have
no.
Steroids for cats.
Do they? Look that up. We got completely off topic. You were going to talk about sixth grade. Now we're talking about steroids for cats.
Cats.
Catnip. That nip nip.
Is that like... Let's get... Don't worry. Just sneak in some metabolized meth into their food. And they'll be jacked for the entire day.
They'll be jacked for the rest of the week. Metabolized meth is not a joke. It's...
Yeah,
a whole thing, in fact.
Meth is not a joke.
Wait, yeah.
And metabolized is not a joke.
Nothing is not a joke. Methamphetamine is bad for you.
Isn't methamphetamine just meth?
Yeah.
Nah. Back to topic.
I was going to start talking about Percocets, and I was like, joke, I'm just going to shut up.
In sixth grade, me and my friend Jacob, we had this teacher. Her name was Miss Mayo.
Call her Miss Mayonnaise.
I don't think we did.
That was a missed opportunity. I would have came in the classroom every day. What's up, Miss Mayonnaise?
Oh, we tortured her enough.
It was enough torment.
It wasn't really. I really hope she stayed.
Yeah.
She literally moved. She moved schools. That's
you
how
know
bad
the
we were.
You know the sixth graders this year were not going to do shit. All of
they
them
were,
are.
They have Mr.
All of them were pansies, right? All the sixth graders
they have
this
Mr.
year.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe except for like a select couple, but that's about it.
They have Mr. Randall. Mr. Randall took Miss Mayo's room.
Yeah.
Got him missing a table leg, and a couple computer wires.
A couple.
We unplugged Mr. Asbury's phone.
Me and Jacob cut Miss Mayo's wires to her computer.
Let
me explain the full story, actually. Without getting off topic. Are you ready, Adam?
Okay.
And she kind of, our teacher, was kind of, seemed like she was just stoned all the time. And she didn't really care. Like, she noticed things, but she didn't care. Because she thought me and Jacob were autistic. So she just thought, like, we're just doing stuff because we don't know better. And she would sit with us and give us test answers and shit at the beginning of the year. And then we realized, well, we can just do whatever. And she's not going to care. So the first thing we did.
I'm just thinking about all the shit that you did. It never fails to make me laugh. Just the bullshit that you pulled. Looking for a
post. The full the.
You guys are trying to steal our computer. Like, carried it out of the classroom and stuffed it in your locker. Like, just a Hewlett Packard, like, main. I don't know what to call it. Just a whole, I guess you could say PC. It's not. It's a computer. And, like, the big box monitor, try to steal that, too. Did she have a big, she have one of those big monitors in her room? Or was it, like, the more flat ones? Or did she?
She had a big monitor. Yeah.
You shouldn't have unplugged and be like, this is mine now.
We did. We cut her wires to her computer.
I'm pretty sure. Remember, I spent a couple homerooms with you in there.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I did.
Again, we're getting off topic. Yeah.
All right, continue your story.
The first thing that we pulled, me and Jacob sat in the back of the room, and she mostly had the lights off, which also kind of pointed towards she was stoned all the time. And it was, like, darker in the back of the room. Me and Jacob would start stuffing stuff down the sink. And, like, the sink drain. We stuffed pencils. We stole her crayons. We stole a bunch of paper from her. Stole her colored pencils. We'd steal ink and dump the ink down the drain. And by the end of the year, the sink was clogged completely. And I'm sure if the janitor come in, the
flabbergasted,
they take it. They take out the pipes and just gooey pen ink and pencils and soggy paper just goop out.
The paper would just be slime.
Pretty much. And then we got this idea to steal her highlighters, and we just snap them in half. We'd snap the plastic in half so we could get to the ink tube. And the first thing we did with them is we squeezed them all over the floor, and Jacob took his shoe and spread it all around. So it was four or five of these, like, floor tiles that are like a foot long each, were just covered in neon yellow highlighter ink. And we called Miss Mayo over. And since she thought we were autistic, we had to pull it off. So we were like, Miss Mayo.
So bad for her for some reason.
I would too.
You did it!
And?
Yeah, I regret it.
I don't regret it at all.
Didn't she move to Edgewood Middle, didn't she? God.
Yeah. She's gonna get shot over there.
Exactly. That's where all the crazies go, except literally everybody that I know from the ice rink literally goes to school there.
That explains
a lot, because they're literal. Some of them are literal psychopaths. In a good way, though. I don't know how that can be a good thing. Okay, off topic. Get back on topic.
We get off topic so easily. And, but then we would steal our pens and we'd spread the ink all over the floor. Then we'd call her over and tell her we made a mess. Funny thing is, she never questioned how we made that mess. Just like, okay. And then me and Jacob just get up and walk out of the classroom. And she'd be like, where are you going? And we just ignore her. And then, like, on purpose, we'd ignore her and just walk out. And then we'd come back, like, 10 minutes later. Like, half a roll of paper towels. Like, from the bathroom. Like, the brown rolls. And she's like, where did you go? We're like, I went to the bathroom. To get some paper towels for the mess.
You never told me that.
I told you. I got a lot of stuff I haven't told you. I just forget about it in the moment of explaining other stories to you. And and then I got the idea that we could shove the highlighter ink tubes up the sink spigot. So when you turn the water on, it's neon yellow.
Oh my god.
And that was the day that we had a science experiment and Ms. Mayo got water out of the spigot. And we had a pond outside of our school, like in a little courtyard area.
Courtyard.
Yeah. And, so she went to go get dirty water. I guess she was looking for some clean water. That's not what she got. She got neon yellow water in a beaker.
My gosh.
She called the janitor. She called the janitor. Me and Jacob took the ink tube out and then threw it somewhere.
And when the janitor came, she tried the water, it was fine.
Yeah. They're like, Miss Mayo, you must be going crazy. We'd literally make her think that she was going insane. It was the funniest thing.
Because she was completely unaware of anything that was going on.
She was aware.
She did not care.
She was aware, but she didn't care. And, then one time, she left me, Jacob, and Hayden Hart.
Going insane as well.
We went to lunch, and Miss Mayo was following us, like she was following the class to lunch. And when we got to lunch, we just booked it back to the classroom. We like got to the lunch doors. We were like, "Oh shit, forgot something." And we just booked it down the steps.
I'm pretty sure I saw all three of you booking it down the hall one day.
And we went down and we ransacked the room. Like, we could look everywhere. Because Miss Mayo didn't have any cameras in her room. At all. She had none.
She fucking threw shit across the room.
What?
Oh, okay, hold on. Alright.
What was that? What did you just do?
Had a suppressed mother.
You had to signal your mother that you're okay?
No, suppress. Alright.
What'd you say we threw across the room?
No, I said there's no camera, so you guys could just throw shit across the room.
Oh, we did. Oh, we ransacked her room, found two giant bags of Jolly Ranchers behind her desk, and then we found his big bag of Jolly Rancher lollipops, and they were like, they were giant lollipops. We found three bags of Dum Dums, and Hayden shoved them all in his fucking pockets. So he's walking to lunch. He's got two big ass short pockets and two big ass jacket pockets. Just he walks into the lunchroom. And then we left her, we like threw paper everywhere in the room. And we left the room a mess. And then we all, she came back. And we made sure to follow Miss Mayo back from lunch. And then we followed her back to lunch, and she went in her room and turned the lights on. Me and Jake were like,
uh-oh.
Me and Jake were like, oh, I guess some bandits broke in here. It's either that or we made a mess again. I'll go get your paper towel.
Oh my fucking god, my cat. Alright, we're good. Probably.
Alright.
Get up here, you old bitch. Meow. Meow. Meow, you're deaf. You can't hear what I'm saying. And that's right. Fuck you, stupid ass cat. As I'm petting you. Come on. Come on. Jump in. Come on. Jump up. Dumbass cat. Come on. Jump up. Jump up. Jump up. Come on. You can do it. Jump up, cat. And she just left the room. Okay, there she is. Trying to get the cat. What you
on your bed.
Alright.
Anyways.
Yeah, you're gonna break your spine if you touch her.
Talking about your cat?
Yeah, the cat was talking to me.
Who's talking to me? The cat.
The ASMR time. Talking.
The deaf cat is talking to you.
She knows how to speak, but she just can't.
I see.
I think the deaf person saying their favorite musicians is like a musician is like a like rapper or something. Like I want to be like Ariana Grande when I grow up because I like her singing, said by a deaf person. Like
said by deaf person.
Said by deaf. Deaf.
Back.
Deaf by daylight.
Back to the topic. Order in the court. Order. Order in the court. Okay.
It just smells like Russian food through the house now because she started cooking at fucking 12:12. It's 12:12, make a wish. I'm about to pick. You know, like the chip bag clips?
Whoa.
But I clip my cat in the ear with one. Don't lick it.
Why? She won't be able to hear it. He's dead.
She's still purring.
Don't do this to your cat.
Yeah. It's not animal abuse, but I'm just messing around. It's not like I'm actually fucking...
She's deaf, so she can't feel it anyway.
Exactly. Back to the topic, for once. Half an hour in.
What?
And we've just been getting off topic on one story.
Yeah. Alright, before I continue, Adam, what was your favorite thing that me and Jacob did? That's not the biggest thing that we did.
Not the biggest
thing. You know what that is, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite thing other than that? If that's not your favorite thing.
Did you have to already mention it?
No.
The clip.
The what?
The clip. For the clip bag. Alright. Alright, it's fine. The thing you guys probably did was the tennis balls.
Okay, yeah. Let me explain that.
Sorry.
So, me and Jacob were like the class clowns because we were the only ones that did stupid stuff. So, everyone in the class, we were their entertainment during science class because Ms. Mayo was a boring, blunt teacher, pun intended.
Funny.
And we were just people's entertainment. So they wouldn't dare to get us in trouble.
Well, they wouldn't dare snitch on you.
Exactly.
Beat the shit out of them.
So everyone in the class was on our side. So we got them all, you know, if you're in school, and even if you're not, for anyone, probably. If a classroom doesn't have carpet, they typically have tennis balls on the bottom of the chairs. Me and Jacob got everyone.
Nah, he has carpet. What? He has carpet, never mind. Does he have carpet?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Ashbury has carpet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the,
cause he's been the in whole barn
of carpet. He has the same carpet as the pod does.
The only rooms that pretty much don't have a carpet are the science rooms.
Nah, my social studies room doesn't have a carpet.
That's gay. Yeah.
Okay. So we got everyone in the classroom to roll us to the back of the room. They're all their tennis balls. So we got like four or three tennis balls from each person. And then me and Jacob, we got a few other people to put, like, hold the tennis balls in your shirt, like a basket. And then when we go down the hallway, so when at the end of class, we walked out of the classroom, and we let them out. We let them out of our shirts, and just like 100 tennis balls just rolled down the hallway. And when you come out of the classroom, we rolled the tennis balls left. Our next classroom was to the right, so we booked it to the right and went to our lockers. Miss Mayo's retarded, so she didn't suspect it was us at all, because she wasn't even looking at us when we walked out of the room. Anything else you want to mention, Adam?
Oh, when Jacob got sent to the office for no damn reason, out of all the shit you guys did, the littlest thing he does is he gets sent to the office. I guess she was trying to be like, don't fuck with me anymore. But wasn't that before the big...
Well, that didn't work at all.
All right, tell a story.
So, like halfway through the year, Miss Mayo started catching on, obviously, that it was me and Jacob messing up her classroom. But she still didn't say it to us, and she didn't go to the office directly. I don't know if she was scared of us or something.
I just imagine you guys like a mob boss and shit. Just like with tattoos and stitches.
Mob bosses.
Tattoos and stitches on your arms. You got like brass knuckles and knives in the corner of the room. Just ammunition, cigarettes, all. Just in the corner. Hey, you tell on us.
Cigar in the corner.
You tell on us, Ms. Mayo, you gonna get it. The mafia gonna get you.
Anyways. Ms. Mayo would just slowly, when we got a worksheet, she'd send Jacob to the office to do it. And then the next day, she'd send me to the office to do it. And we did it for like Jacob did it once and I did it once. And then we realized what she was doing. We're like, well, nah, we're not having this shit. We lead this
classroom.
Yeah, me and Jake were like, nah, we are in control. We're in control of the classroom. It was our decision. So Ms. Mayo, next day, sends Jacob to the office. He's gone for 5 minutes. And he walks back in. And then he's like, yeah, I forgot my pencil. So he walks in the back of the classroom. He's got his pencil. He walks back out. He's gone for 5 more minutes. And he comes back in.
Shut up.
He comes back in and doesn't say anything and just sits in his seat. And Ms. Mayo walked over to him slowly and she like whispered to him, like, where's your paper? Like, oh, that old thing, I flushed it down the damn toilet.
Did he say that exact thing?
Yep. She didn't know what to say. She just walked away. She's just like, oh God. So the next day, she sends me in the office. And I just go to the office. So I'm going for like 10 minutes.
You didn't say the other part of the story about Jacob getting sent to the office, about the tantrum.
Oh, that's... that was a different time. I'll tell that after. So, and I went to the office. And, all right, quotation, went to the office. And I walked out of the classroom. I was gone for like 10 minutes. And I didn't come back in. And then I walked, like, to the doorway. And I shut Miss Mayo's door. And then I was just knocking on it continuously until someone came over and opened it. And I came in, and she's like, where's your paper? I'm like, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I mean, I lost my paper. Like, didn't you go to the office? No. Where you been for the past 10 minutes?
I'm trying to take a poop in the bathroom.
Looking for the office. Then how'd you lose your paper? Oh, I think I stuffed it somewhere. I stuffed it in someone's locker. I'm not entirely sure.
I'm not sure if it was my locker or it was Jacob's locker. I'm not sure.
Second time, we didn't even have a worksheet. We were watching a video, and Miss Mayo tells Jacob, she's like, go to the office. And, you know, everyone keeps her. We had, like, good tables, kind of, but it was, like, a rectangle table. It was, like, four of them in a line. So just big ass line of tables. And everyone puts their stuff on it. So we got like 6 or 7 binders on these tables with everybody's papers and their pencils and all their notes they were supposed to be taking during the video. Miss Mayo tells Jacob to go to the office and he wasn't having it. So
didn't you say he threw something or like banged on the table and yelled at somebody?
I'll get to that in a second. So he started throwing a fit and he's banging on the table. He like running around the classroom, knocking everybody's shit off the desk. And Miss Mayo is trying to fucking contain him. And I'm like, there's no sense. The beast is angered. There is no stopping him. Miss Mayo's chasing Jacob around the classroom. He's just running over and just, swiping people's desks, throwing people's, just throwing other people's shit across the classroom. What? And he comes back.
This is funny.
He gets a chair, he picks it up above his head, and just slams it on the ground. And then he walks out for 5 minutes, maybe more than that, and then comes back perfectly fine. And he walks in that door. He's like, jeez, what happened in here?
I'm sorry. Oh my god. Why is it so fucking funny every time?
The fact he walked out and walks back in and just acts like he doesn't even remember what he just did. It's like, hey, Miss Mayo, you need to keep your room in safe. Someone's throwing a fit, you need to contain them, call someone to go contain them if you can't do it yourself.
Is this so fucking funny? Usually, I don't laugh at this. I have a little giggle, but I'm just...
I don't know. My cat's fucking snoring. Go over here and see if we can hear it. I'm gonna take my earbud now. Sorry for the earring. Stopped as soon as I put my earbud up.
I thought you said that something angered him. Like, something what? Angered Jacob. And then...
When?
And then he threw a fit about it, but then he just... Somebody pissed him off, and then he banged on the table and screamed at him. And then he got sent to the office. Then he threw the tantrum. And then... He ran out cussing and shit. He ran out the classroom. And then he came back perfectly calm, sat back down, and then he got told to go to the office again, and he just stood up and walked out like a normal human being. I thought that didn't happen.
I don't know. He didn't go to the office. At all.
Well, yeah, obviously.
When Ms. Mayo sent us to the office, we never... The best we could do is go to the office, say we need to go to the bathroom, and then just come back to class and sit down.
You didn't even tell the people that worked at the office.
Yeah. We annoyed Mr. Hockaday a lot. Yep.
What would you say to him?
Wait, what?
What are you supposed to do to annoy him?
Oh. Let me tell this story first. So, me and Jacob are, you know, fiddling around with the table that we sat at. And we found that one of the nuts on the table that connects the table leg was loose. So Jacob, the next day, Jacob brings in an adjustable wrench to school.
It had a masking tape grip on it, didn't it?
What?
It had a masking tape grip on it, didn't it? Or like a blue tape grip.
Yeah. And he smuggled the wrench into class. And then we just unscrewed the bolt. And then took the table leg off. And then we just set it back on the table. Like, back under the table. Oh, when Miss Megan wasn't looking, and she's looking at the board, we, like, put the table leg up in front of the projector. So it's just our hand with a rectangular tower just sticking out. Then when she's looking at the board, she sees it in the background. She turns around, and there's nothing there.
Just drop the table leg when she looked.
Yeah, pretty much. And,
I literally broke it.
And then, what?
This board is kept in like the potato chip bags, you know, to keep them taters fresh, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Completely.
Okay. I said nice. But like a week or so later, probably maybe less than that, we need a substitute and I was staying for second dismissal.
Was that the day we went over to eating one... sweets?
Yeah. And there's one kid, Cole, he got mad at something, I don't know, and he kicked the table leg, I guess expecting it not to fly across the room, but it did, and it almost hit the whiteboard, and we had a substitute, and she had no idea what to do. So she duct tapes the table leg back on.
That's crazy.
At the moment, I had the nuts and bolts and the washers in my pocket.
That's crazy. It's crazy, Jarvis. That's
crazy. Right. Yeah, and then Ms. Mayo called on. She found out we took the table leg off, called us to the vice principal. Mr. Hawk.
Yeah. He's actually a really nice assistant principal.
Yeah.
I beat the shit out of Sean once and got off scot-free. He was the one that got in trouble, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, me and Jacob got off free. No probation or nothing.
Probation? What is probation?
You don't know what probation is?
I know what probation is, but like in school.
You just have someone watching you at all times.
She doesn't have probation.
I don't think it's an actual thing. But like...
Yeah, something like that. When you're on watch. When you're like when you're doing a lot of sus things. Like I was going to my locker a lot because I'd only bring one binder to class.
Yeah.
And then I actually got caught up to the office. Like, why are you going to your locker so much, huh? Because I only bring one binder. I only bring one binder with me at a time, so I have to switch every time I go to class. And she was like, oh, Well, that's fine. I knew you weren't doing anything bad, but I was just wondering why you're going to your locker so much, and I was like, why the fuck you call me up?
And why are you
I
calling
mean,
me?
I said I wasn't in trouble, so I wasn't complaining.
Oh, we spent like five, me and Jacob spent like 5 days with Mr. Hockaday trying to get out of this table leg situation. And pretty much just talked gibberish to him until he just gave up. He was like,
like, what, like,
just go
you
back.
Say?
Oh, every day. We just come in there and we say the same thing to him every day, like 5 days straight. He hear the same exact story from me and Jacob. So he hear two retarded ass stories in the same day for 5 days in a straight in a row.
So I have a question.
I don't remember exactly,
but along the lines, yeah. Along the lines, what was it?
Is that your question?
Yeah, what was the story, like, pretty much?
It was just Jacob dropped his pencil.
And the fucking table, like, popped off. He accidentally dropped his pencil and then saw that the nut was loose and then unscrewed it with an adjustable wrench.
No.
Alright, say it.
Jacob dropped his pencil, and I was like, well, I sit on the end of the table, and Jacob sits right next to me, and he sits on the other end that's connected to the other table. And Jacob dropped his pencil, and he brought his head up, and he hit his head on the table, and then he, like, screamed, and then his hand hit my knee, and my reflexes just... kicked the table leg, and then it just fell right off. And then I didn't want to tell Ms. Mayo about it because then she'd think it was us, which she does think it's us.
But it's not us.
But it's not.
Dude, that kind of shit is just so much fun in school. Oh, isn't because you're kind of making a fool out of, like, the administrators, but it's fucking hilarious.
It's funny, it is. And then Jacob's side of the story. I dropped my pencil. And yeah, I hit my head on the top of the table. And my arm hit Adam's leg. And his reflexes
nuts.
Just...
And he got mad at me, so he tried to kick me in the head. But he kicked the table leg instead.
And his table leg just popped right off. No. And this was Miss Mayo's plead for trying to get us guilty on the second day. Well, they told me that they did it.
No, you didn't.
I was like,
you told me that you made a big ass mess, but you didn't tell her that you did it. Like every 5 days, you
Miss Mayo
make a big ass mess.
I'm like, Miss Mayo, listen up. All right, we're in the hallway, right outside Miss Mayo's door, and Mr. Hockaday's standing there. And actually, I think we did get off with probation for a couple days, but I'll explain that in a second.
That's what it's called in our school, probation, apparently. Oh my god, after you're done telling your story, I gotta tell the story.
Alright.
But tell your story.
We were out in the hallway. And someone tattled on me and Jacob.
Tattled?
And this male sent... What?
I haven't heard tattled in such a long time.
Yeah, well, they're a little bitch. They probably use that word.
There's a difference between tattling and snitching.
Yeah, there is. Tattle.
Tattle is just some bullshit that's not true. Snitching is what's true.
No. No, tattle is you do something or you someone else does something and you hear it. But what they did isn't that big of a deal. But you tattle and exaggerate the idea.
Table leg off of a chair, Adam.
Here's a table. That's not that big of a deal.
You're kidding.
No.
Okay, just continue.
Okay. And since Miss Mayo was probably scared of me and Jacob, this girl, Miss Mayo's probably scared for this girl. She said it. She said her name. And she's like, well, they both told me that they took the table leg off the table.
I
Bro.
bet you Jacob would have said something like, "Man, Miss Mayo, cut the bullshit!" I in front of Mr. Hockaday.
Mean, you were just like, oh, okay, Miss Manson. How did we tell you that we took the table leg off? Like, well, you just unscrewed the nuts and bolts. Like, go in there, try to unscrew the nuts and bolts with your hand. It's not easy. Not that I've tried it, but it's not easy.
Is there a way to mute your microphone? Because I gotta go take a fat shit.
Just leave your AirPods. Actually, I do too.
Great. We're just gonna have a little.
So we're
We're gonna have a quick
just
little intermission. Can you edit music into this? Like elevator music?
I think so.
All right, do that.
Yeah, just a moment
All my
of
AirPods up into a blanket.
music. Right?